this young lady who has the coolest name ever, by the way. She contacted me on a program we've talked about all day, you know, Two Commas. She's one of the 1% crazies, and you have to be on this side of that to understand what that means, and I'll get into that one day. But she contacted me and asked about the summit and asked about the show that I'm doing and asked if I created the show to promote the summit. No, it's a combination of stuff. I really wanted to promote the fact that we're doing Expert Talk Extra, and we had a couple of time slots still open. So I said to her, you want to come? And she said, yeah. So welcome someone who has the coolest name ever, Karen Quick. What's happening?
Hello, how are you? How's it going?
I'm great. I feel like the Energizer Bunny and my batteries are like, you ever see it when they start going dum, and they start running down, and then I go, no, I got 2 more hours to go, so I'm gonna be okay. Yes. How are you?
I am doing awesome. Thanks for asking.
Thank you for reaching out and just inquiring about what this show was all about and why we were doing it. And thank you for taking out time with no notice to drop in and hang out and share your message and share what you do. So let's talk about, what do you do in your day job? And then we'll talk about your summit.
Yes. Yeah, so in my day job, I am an IT director. I've been in IT for over almost 26 years. And so I right now head up the IT project management office for the chief technology officer. So that's what I do in my 7 to 5, I like to say, or 7 to 6, depending on the day.
Yeah, if you're in corporate, it's more like 7 to 7 and then a few more hours.
Exactly. You
know? And then you find time to start a business. What? You don't sleep?
You know, I am guilty of that. I usually, you know, I thank God that I only need a certain amount of hours to function. So if I get 5 hours, 5.5 hours, I'm good. But when I have a goal, you know, just that drive in me just keeps me going anyway. So my goal is to eventually, you know, retire myself from that 9 to 5 or 7 to 7, as you would say, so that I can work my business full time. So to do that, that's my why, right? So to do that, I know I'm going to have to work as hard for myself as I work for someone else. So I'm committed to working as hard for myself as I do someone else. And so from 8 at night to 1 in the morning, I'm working on my business.
Ooh, yeah, you sound like me. It's like, you know, the sun catches me sometimes and my body goes, so are we starting another day or are we going to sleep at all? And then the dogs go, you missed sleep time. I need food. I need to go outside. We got to go.
Exactly.
So what is the business that you're doing?
So the business that I do, I founded a business called Catapult Your Content to Cash. And so nice. I help entrepreneurs, speakers, authors, and coaches to increase their impact, their influence, and their income through content amplification.
And that means to the regular person who's not one of the 1% crazies.
Yeah, what does that mean? So what that means, I help people. The reason why most people don't create content to bring visibility to their businesses is because they think it's very time consuming, right? And yeah. At first in my business, I thought it was very time consuming because I'm like, I gotta do what? And so so I figured out a way, you know, with my hectic busy work schedule, I had to get very crisp in how I strategic and how I looked at content. And so what I help my clients do is take one piece of content. It could be a video that they did on Facebook. It could be a blog post. It could be an ebook. How can we take what you have and repurpose it so that you don't always be in that content hamster wheel going round and round? So how do you take a video? Well, you take that video, you transcribe it, and then you could take that transcription and turn it into an ebook. Then you could take points in your video, whatever points you were making, and you can make a checklist out of that. So I look at trying to take that one piece of content and getting as much usage out of it. And I've gotten up to like 20 ways to repurpose one piece of content so that you're not always in the, I got to create new content. But we can take that content, repurpose it, and then monetize it as well.
Okay, I got like 30 interviews in a single marathon, you know, live stream. We got to talk. That's one heck of a lot of transcripts.
You got a lot of content. You'll probably never have to do content again, just like me.
Ooh, I can retire.
How we leverage our content. Absolutely.
So if someone comes to you and says, I don't even understand the definition of content. The only thing I do on social media is I, you know, check to see if my cousin sent me a funny meme on TikTok or Instagram, and I watch the news, you know, roll through Facebook and wait for something that looks cute like a puppy. Other than that, I have no idea, but I really want to start. I'm stuck at home or I'm downsized or whatever. I really want to start a business, and I think I've got great content in me. I just don't know what content is.
Right. So what content is like you said, it's that information that you have in you that we need to put into a form that people can consume it. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you have in you, for example, you know how to bake. Right. So you have in you that I'm a great baker and I love baking and I know how to make the world's famous cookies. Right. And I do it better than Oreo, Chips Ahoy, or whoever. Mm-hmm. And so my process, And so then I would say, okay, well, what is your process to doing it, right? So then you start talking about, well, I take the eggs and I take the milk, but I don't just take any milk. I make sure that it's half and half with a little extra cream in it, right? So all those different steps that I pull out of you becomes your framework, right?
Okay.
And based on your framework, then we look at, okay, where is your customer at in the journey, right? Do they already know you exist? Do they not? If they don't, then we need to bring some awareness to you. So in the beginning of your framework, let's talk about who you are, right? And what you do, and what is the step one to your framework, you know, and how can we put that into a quote? How can we put that into just putting your whole framework, just writing it out step by step into a checklist, right? How can we put that into an ebook that you can tell people the what and the why, and then you sell the how, right? Mm-hmm. So all of that is content that a lot of people don't know they have, but it's right there in them. I just need to help them pull it out of them. And the content just helps people to understand who you're about, you know, why your business exists and how your business can add value to their life. And so that's what content helps you do.
So before we move ahead, because we got to talk about your summit, we would not be doing this justice if we don't. So tell me, how do they get in touch with you? You know, what's the best way to reach out to you? What's the best way to just kind of do a little bit of research on their own?
Okay, so how they reach out to me is going to my summit. Is www.masterandmonetizeyourcontent.com. So that is the URL for the summit. Mm-hmm. So they can go on there and they can check out all my awesome speakers. I have 20 speakers on the main screen, but I have 5 additional speakers as bonuses. And so they can go in and read about all. To just give you all a few, the first day one is all about the mindset, because a lot of times we're not moving forward in life and in our business is because we're stuck in our head. And I like to say, if you're in your head, you're dead. Now, you're not physically dead, but you have just killed your dreams. Okay. You're not moving forward, you're not progressing. So I have some wonderful speakers on talking about, you know, how to master your mind. How to gain confidence. Because believe it or not, a lot of people are not producing content is because they lack the confidence to do so, right? And the confidence to show up. And so that's what we're talking about, confidence, finding your purpose so that you're in business and you're making sure that your business aligns with your personal values and purpose. Right. So I have someone on there talking about that. I have someone on there talking about how to do quick content creation, because, again, time is a lot of people's issues with creating content. Mm-hmm. So how do we create it quickly? Right. And how do we make sure that it has quality to it as well? So I have someone on there talking about that. Social media strategy. We are in a social media time frame now. Yeah. So
definitely.
Making sure we have a social media strategy to add to our marketing efforts is very important. I have someone on there talking about sales and automation. And I have someone on there talking also about, okay, now we've created content. When you create content, you're creating assets for your business. Mm-hmm. So now how do you protect those assets? So I have a lawyer on there talking about how do we go about protecting our assets as well. So that's just to give you all a little sneak peek into the summit. But if you go to www.masterandmonetizeyourcontent.com, you can see all the other awesome speakers and their topics are listed as well.
When is your summit? Let's talk about that.
Okay, so my summit is October 27th through October 30th.
Okay.
So go ahead and set that on your calendars, October 27th through October 30th. If you are not able to attend all those days, don't fear, because Karen Quick is here to help you out. There is an access pass that you can download, and you can have access to these videos for lifetime. So whatever you choose, the summit is free. I would love to see you there. But again, if you fear you're going to miss something, I recommend getting that all access pass.
I love it. I love it. So what got you into doing content? I mean, you don't just get up one day and say, hey, I'm going to be a content expert. How did you turn that curve?
So how I turned into content is because I personally struggled with content initially when I started off as a speaker, and I've been speaking for over 20 years. But then as I said, okay, I've been doing this. I want to be paid to do this, right? One of my coaches was like, well, Karen, you need to publish and create content. I'm like, well, what is that? You know, because I came from IT background. Mm-hmm. And although I have Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube, again, if you're not used to hearing the word content, I'm just thinking, okay, I'm writing something on Facebook, right? I'm not considering that as content or assets for a business, right? And so I struggled with it initially. And then when I found out what it was, the next struggle was, oh my God, I got to create content for Facebook. I got to create it for YouTube. Yeah. I felt like I was in content jail, okay? And it was overwhelming. I was stressed out, up at night, banging the computer, looking at my screen as the blinker flashing, like, what in the world am I going to write next? I don't know what to talk to these people about. So I struggled with it myself to where I started to geek out on it and get real passionate about it. I was like, if I'm got to be in this world, let me master this content so that I no longer have to stay up all night banging on my computer or almost throwing it over the balcony because being that frustrated, right? And so once I mastered it, I ended up creating two books. So I am a best-selling author. Nice. And it is really true. Once you get past that one hump, and you can always go back to where you've once been. So creating my second book, I did it that much faster. I did my first book in 9 weeks, and my second book I ended up doing like in 3. And so when you master a technique, it's definitely something you want to bless and touch everyone else with. So I have my clients that I was initially working with for free to help them out. And then I started to develop this program, Catapult Your Content to Cash, which is 6 steps that I take my clients through. The first step being their ideal client, because I truly believe it's important you know who you're speaking to. Because if you're creating for everybody, you're creating for no one. So that's important. Then I go into talking about creating your framework. And if it's not a part of your framework, we don't create it, right? So being strategic about the content that you create. Don't just throw up content that makes no sense. It should always lead somewhere, right? Whether it's leading to your programs, whether it's leading to doing a one-on-one complimentary session with you, it should always be leading somewhere. And then the next step I talk about creating and curating, because a lot of times people think we have to create it all this content ourselves, and we don't. It's a legal way that you can curate content and not be in trouble with the law. Other people's knowledge, but leveraging other people's knowledge legally, right? So I always say model the masters, right? So modeling people who are steps ahead of you have already gone down the path that you're going down in your niche, right? Mm-hmm. Then I talk about multiplying, repurposing the content. Then I go into how to be omnipresent and show up in these different places like Facebook, YouTube, whatever you choose, starting with one platform, because it can be overwhelming.
Yep.
You know, to do all the platforms. So I say, pick your platform and let's start there and let's go from there. And then after we talk about being omnipresent, we go into the monetization piece, right? So how do you monetize? How do you track your metrics? How do you scale? and rinse and repeat and do it all over again. So that's my six-step process that I take my clients through. And, you know, I'm just super excited about the topic now. I'm in love with content, and it started from a place of being frustrated myself.
I totally understand it. I want to thank you so much for just, you know, raising your digital hand and saying, hey, I got a question, and actually agreeing to come on with no notice. You didn't know me from Adam, and just saying, yeah, I'll go out there. I'll see what's going on. I appreciate you. I thank you. Let me ask you to just give your dates of your summit and your website one more time, and I'll let you get out of the hot seat.
Okay, and Teresa, thank you so much for accepting me. I know I was one in the crowd saying, hey, what about me? What about me? And you said, yes, what about you? Come on here, Ms.
Come on. Come on, Ms. Quick.
Come on my summit, like tomorrow. I'm like, okay. So I thank you for, you know, going with the name, right?
Yeah.
So my summit is Master and Monetize Your Content, October 27th through October 30th. And the website link is www.masterandmonetizeyourcontent.com. Cannot wait to see you there.
Awesome. I will be there with bells on. I thank you so much for stopping by, and I hope you have a great evening and get some rest. You know, don't work every day. That's what they tell me. I got to share.
Well, I got to work every day, Teresa, because I got to go. But I appreciate it. Just pray for me and keep me near your prayers, and God bless you. Thanks for the opportunity again.
Thank you for coming. Have a great day.
Well, you too. Bye-bye.